שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים.
We're reading chosen excerpts on the topic of deficiency for the greatness of the Creator. We're starting with excerpt number 5. You can ask questions live. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Well, there's no limit to the deficiency you can have for the greatness of the Creator. It is the topic that keeps escorting us and pushing us and pulling us to the goal. We will continue this today too, and also let's hope that our study will be as a prayer, as a request, and help for our friend Timol from the St. Petersburg group, that God will help him and he will be healthy. So, please.
So, again, chosen excerpts, deficiency for the greatest of the Creator. Excerpt number 5, serve the Creator with joy, Rabash. The Zohar asks, it is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. A servant of the Creator whose intention is to bestow should be happy when he is serving the King. If he has no joy during this work, it is a sign that he lacks appreciation of the greatness of the King. Therefore, if one sees that he has no joy, he should make amendments, meaning think about the greatness of the King. If he still does not feel, he should pray to the Creator to open his eyes and heart to feel the greatness of the Creator. Here, the two discernments develop. One, he should regret not having a sensation of the greatness of the King. Two, he should be happy that his regrets are about spirituality, and not like the rest of the people, whose regrets are only in order to receive. We should know who it is who gave us the awareness whose regrets are only in order, who gave us the awareness that our regrets should be over spirituality, and we should be happy that the Creator has sent us thoughts of spiritual deficiency, which in itself is regarded as the salvation of the Creator. For this reason, we should be happy.
The Creator gave a deficiency, a general deficiency. How can I gradually scrutinize in that deficiency those same manners that benefit me in reaching the goal? Deficiency for the Creator, it doesn't help me advance to the Creator. It comes from my will to receive, from my ego. How do I develop a deficiency for a deficiency that I am lacking to yearn for the Creator, not to reach Him, not even to adhere to Him, that I am happy that I am yearning for Him? How can I develop a deficiency that I'm happy, that I'm yearning for Him, that itself fills me? As if I have this feeling of love, and that is what fills me. I live from it. I don't need anything but that. Just so there will be more and more of a tendency towards it. A deficiency for it. That even if there's some pain in it, I'm lacking it. So that I'm happy with that deficiency. Happy of the making of the kli. And I'm concerned of that. I care about it, that I'll have more and more of it. Please. How do I develop in me a deficiency for the greatness of the Creator, for the love of the Creator, for connection with the Creator, for a tendency towards the Creator, that I never attain it, but I'm always, I live from that lack. Please. Speak between you.
First thing that comes to mind is that spark that the Creator imprinted in us, the point in the heart, that exists in our yearning and our attitude to the Creator.
First of all, the description Rav just gave is the way to build a connection with the Creator. There is no direct connection, so it's like an indirect way. I don't have those desires or deficiencies, and only from the environment I can get such things. And you are the environment. What we're doing here, this effort of all the friends around the world and integrating in this, creates such a deficiency.
Environment, that's it. To integrate in you, in our world, Kli, and everything you can, lessons, excerpts, the more the better. To suckle on all of these conduits coming from the Creator, and to search for the deficiency there. And suppose I want it, and this is the place where I can get it, then I myself have to project it onto society, to the friends, because otherwise it won't act in me. And the more active I am in the system, the more active the system is toward me.
And that doesn't depend on what I feel or whether I want it or not, because you never want it. You do it. You even pretend. A simple example we have from the preparation for the lesson that we get from Amichai. He brings such preparations, you see how much he invests in it, how he comes organized. And suddenly you have a deficiency for this preparation. Who thought of it before? And then you feel ashamed every morning because of this guy. It's a very special force.
Like anything else in life, you get it from your environment. If there's something the person wants, for sure he got it from his environment, from society. And this is something that's against the ego. It's something that we fall out from every time. And once there's someone in the ten who is like the keto, like Hanoch just said about Amichai, that suddenly the point of the heart really shines strongly, and suddenly a person wants it, and he's like the head of the spear. He's the shots now. So it's a kind of dynamics that's working, and we have to adhere to it and even do it artificially, and it happens.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how much we discover the Creator. There, you can always add in His greatness in our mutual engagement, searching for the greatness of the Creator. It comes back to us as an illumination that adds that yearning.
And that's why it's important for the group, for the ten, for the friends to be very important in your eyes. Otherwise, how can you receive something from them, integrate with their chisaron, and through them to receive the greatness of the Creator? The fact that there's some kind of attitude to the Creator, then it doesn't matter what you feel or what you don't, but that you develop some kind of attitude toward Him.
We need to help each other develop that deficiency. Actually, to have the forces to work in the concealment and keep that concealment, not to fall or try to be filled, because then it all ends.
Excerpt number 6, Bala Sulam, Shamati, 125, and if the way be too far for you, and bind up the money in your hand. This means that even though the craving is not up to man, if he has no desire for it, he cannot do a thing. Nevertheless, he should show the desire for the kisufin, the desire to want, and perhaps vetzarta, bind, comes from the word ratzita, wanted. One needs to show a desire for it, to show the desire and the craving to want the Creator, meaning to want to increase the glory of heaven, to bestow contentment upon Him, to be favored by Him. There is a discernment of zahav, gold, and there is a discernment of kesef. Kesef means kisufin, longing in general, and zahav, gold, made of the words give this, means that he wants only one thing, and all the longing and the craving that he had for several things are cancelled in this desire. And he says, give this only, meaning he does not want anything but to rise the Shekhinah from the dust. This is all that he wants. It follows that even though one sees that he does not have the proper yearning and desire, he should still see and exert in deeds and thoughts to obtain the desire. This is called, and bind up the money in your hand. One should not think that if it is in the hands of man, it is a small thing. Rather, for oxen, with grace, or for sheep, etc. For only by this will he be rewarded with the most sublime lights.
How can I, throughout the day, in thought and in actions, awaken my 10, each and every friend in the 10, to the work, to awakening, to dvikut? How did I do it yesterday, and what am I trying to do today? That this will be the only thing I'm lacking. As much as I awaken them, that's how I advance. I myself, I'm as if in the cart, dragging the cart, but I depend on them as much as they advance. So how do I awaken them, my 10, throughout the day and every day, to advance towards the dvikut in them and the dvikut in the Creator? That's called to advance in the work of the Creator. How do I bestow upon them? Let's share experience and teach each other. It all depends, all in all, in our mutual success. Come on. How throughout the day each and every one can tell the others how he's planning to awaken them, to awaken their hearts towards unity, towards love between them and the Creator. Come on. In a simple way, I'm planning to do this and this towards you today. And keep going. And you can help each other in this whole story.
A prayer that we will succeed during the day to first of all carry out what we want to do. Yesterday also wanted, I set up such points, such times for Torah, and it was such a crazy day that I didn't even hear the alarms that I set. So I hope that today the Creator will help us and give us those times where we can first of all stop for a moment and be in thought about you and prayer for you beyond the Zoom calls that we have. Yesterday also I was able to only join one call, which was very powerful, but we'll try to do is to record for you excerpts about the deficiency for the Creator and send it to you.
I will really try to connect to the Zoom of 5 p.m. today. In the morning I can't. I already know at 11. And in the evening I'm at the point in the heart. So at the 5 o'clock Zoom, I will really try to connect.
On the one hand, I might be really distracted by, you know, until 1:30 every day. It's a kind of work like that that demands it this time. But I'm trying to think how to develop in the lesson such an inner state that you can extend it to the rest of the day, even when I'm disconnected from the process of thinking about it. It will still be in the back of the mind, conscious or not, aware or not, something that will, you know, I want to deepen Rav's question. I believe it's possible, and through the lesson, to develop a deficiency for it.
To constantly repeat the excerpts from our lesson in breaks or between things that are happening, have an open window in the computer with them, read a tweet.
Rav, if anyone has a new idea, a novel idea, please share it with all of us. Other than the usual actions that we can also hear from one another. Please. Go on.
So, connect to the Zoom, and nothing really new here. But
of course, it starts with care and thought and a sense of responsibility for the friends. They feel an inner effort from it, such that I feel that is seemingly it influences us outwardly. It comes to the friends without their awareness. The concern about it really makes a difference. Of course, there's everything you talked about, the source material, excerpts, awaken, remind the friends about the Creator, the past, the whole, everything. Today, starting at 4 p.m., I'll be on the way to Nahariya to teach. I'll be less available, but I'll be thinking about you all day.
We need to put the 10 in the whole day to make it a habit. We need to pray for the friends. We need, if there's no such a feeling, we have to act as if there is. That's it.
I don't know what to add, but just from this round, it's clear it's going to be an amazing day of attacking the greatness of the Creator. We're going to draw deficiencies from one another, and today's going to be a special day, twice as good.
Yeah, and we have Danny translating that. Sure, he will help us with his constant burning he has up there.
Rav, how do I awaken in the friends joy from yearning for the greatness of the Creator? that if I have the yearning for the greatness, for the Creator, I didn't attain anything, but I have a deficiency for it, this hunger, a feeling of a lack, emptiness. I'm, you know, from my heart is, from the feeling of emptiness in my heart towards it, I'm happy. I develop the kli in this way, and the Creator will feel it when I reach the full portion, the full measure. How can I rejoice? How can I be happy from having a greater and greater deficiency? Yeah? Just like they write about it in novels, one yearns for their beloved, you know, a guy or a girl, they yearn for one another, they're frustrated because they're far away from each other. They grow the vessel. And they're happy because they have such a deficiency. They enjoy the presence of the deficiency. How many songs we have about it, and creations, the pleasure from the deficiency for love. So how do we build it? How do we appreciate it in the ten? That we have a deficiency for the Creator, for the greatness. We appreciate Him greatly, this deficiency. We're happy about it. We are
No.
Okay.
It's clear that we have to mix it up between us. That's the effort to develop an attitude towards the ten as your kids. As he said, a guy and a girl. I have nothing new to say. That's the idea. The moment somebody has to feel it, he has to give it to the others, as we were speaking before. To be a shatz, not modestly. Just show it as much as you can.
Yeah, there's an atmosphere. It is an atmosphere that you see that the friends are searching for how to increase the greatness of the Creator, and it awakens you. And then, first of all, it awakens this sorrow that a person feels that it doesn't have enough of it, doesn't give enough of it. But immediately, this sorrow turns to joy. He's happy that he has that deficiency exactly, to add to the friends the greatness of the Creator according to what they are able to do to him.
Yeah, specifically from that deficiency that grows and grows, a person learns that this is how the kli is built in him. This longing, this yearning, it becomes pleasure. It increases the kli, and we need to be happy about it.
It's a good question, because we need to live in that. The only solution I can see is to keep between us this relationship of love of friends, this spiritual system of receiving and bestowing, where I take your deficiencies constantly and I work with your deficiencies, not with my vessel. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, I constantly try to maintain this picture, the other half of the whole Creator that's holding the system, everything is in wholeness.
Love. It says, what are we filled by? We're filled by masach and reflected light. What is that masach and reflected light that the kli is filled by? What is called the fulfillment, which is masach, the screen, and ol chozer, reflected light? That from this, we are filled. Please.
Recognition of the concealment is a leverage for our spiritual development. Agreement with the Achoraim, the posterior, everything. This is the Masach, the screen. And to take all the yearnings of the friends, all the deficiencies, and ask for them, raise them to the Creator, unite them in prayer. This is the reflected light.
I'm sure you're right. Just have no idea what it means.
נראה לי שזה נולד בעצם באיזושהי הכרה או לפחות התחלה של הכרה של ה...
I think it born out of recognition, the beginning of recognition of all the bad, that you know, that all my thoughts are intentions are opposite, all the friends are in the vessel that can be whole, and I'm this, what I have is what's corrupting it. If such consciousness, such awareness begins, of course this, surely it's the beginning of a certain inner demand to be not controlled by this desire for myself, and this whole process for reflected light that rejects the usual attitude of the ego. And reflected light is the beginning of an invitation to be part of the whole kli by the host and so on.
Number 7 from the writings of Rabash, the article number 7 by the Rabash. The right line, meaning wholeness, in which there are no deficiencies, and what should one do when he engages in a manner of right? He should praise and thank the Creator and engage in the Torah. For then is the time to receive the light of Torah, since he is in a state of wholeness, regarded as being a person who has blessings and no lacks. Naturally, this is the time for the blessing to be on him, as he said above, the blessed clings to the blessed. However, it is impossible to walk on one leg. That is, a person cannot progress on one leg. Since there is a rule, there is no light without a kli, meaning there is no filling without a lack. And since on the right he is in wholeness, it follows that he has nowhere to progress, no need for the Creator to satisfy his needs, since he has no needs at all. For this reason, at that time, a person must try to see his faults, so as to have room for prayer that the Creator will satisfy his needs. This is regarded as a person having to provide empty kelim, that the Creator may fill with upper abundance, which is called a blessing. If there are no empty kelim, meaning deficiencies, what can he fill them?
Shuv.
Again. The right line, meaning wholeness, in which there are no deficiencies. And what should one do when he engages in a manner of right? He should praise and thank the Creator and engage in the Torah. For then is the time to receive the light of the Torah, since he is in a state of wholeness, regarded as being a person who has blessing and no lacks. Naturally, this is the time for blessing to be on him, as he said above, the blessed clings to the blessed. However, it is impossible to walk on one leg. That is, a person cannot progress on one leg, since there is a rule. There is no light without a kli, meaning no filling without a lack. And since on the right line he is in wholeness, it follows that he has nowhere to progress, no need for the Creator to satisfy his needs, since he has no needs at all. For this reason, at that time, a person must try to see his faults so as to have room for prayer that the Creator will satisfy his needs. This is regarded as a person having to provide empty kelim that the Creator may fill with upper abundance, which is called a blessing. If there are no empty kelim, meaning deficiencies, with what can he fill them?
You can say that our whole work is to provide deficiencies to one another. That's where there's a need for the shattering of the vessels, so that each and every one can awaken the other, and it will not be his personal awakening, which is egoistic, but rather a different kind of awakening, an external form of awakening. And when each one receives an awakening from his friend, he will be able to turn it into a true awakening. So, the shattering of the vessel is necessary because we cannot produce or invent vessels by ourselves. Only when we're impressed, when we receive, when we're impressed by the friends. So, here is the question. What is the difference between and the awakening of the will to receive from within me? It just rises in me, and I feel that I want something, versus receiving it from the friend in different forms. What's the difference between these two deficiencies, of my own and of the friend's? And how can I increase it and prepare it for work? My deficiency and the deficiency from the friend.
The difference between the deficiency in me and the deficiency I get from the friend, the environment, is that from the environment, it comes from work. It comes from creating such an atmosphere, and it takes us out of our vessels more. It takes us out of the envy and such things. And the deficiency that comes into me, it's as if a beastly deficiency that just brings a beginning of spirituality. And we have to thank both of them and still try and add in that direction of awakening a deficiency of the greatness of the Creator and the friends.
Yeah, there's a seeming expansion of the vessel from my seemingly personal vessel to a larger vessel, because I'm included in something that's outside of me, so I'm opening myself to something systemic.
My deficiency will always be small and limited, no matter how great it is. That's why I've said there's a shattering, and that's why I have an opportunity to actually build a true vessel with the deficiencies of the friends. That's what the Creator is expecting of us, to gather the friends' deficiencies and ourselves, to hold ourselves in the point of zero and demand Him to fill those deficiencies.
Yeah, now it's a classic example for it. But what deficiency did I get up? This animal, I'm totally not in sync with myself, and I come here, and within minutes, the atmosphere, the friends, the world clear that surrounds you, is simply crazy. But that's really what it is, that every morning we get with this, you know, we get cranked up, and then once we're ignited, we need to drive by ourselves, and we need to not leave that state. Rather, on the contrary, on top of the concealment and the mess of the day, to depict it and to raise it. In
I think a deficiency that awakens in me is something I have to restrict, and the deficiency I get from the friends is what I have to work with and ask for fulfillment.
Totally. That's the work, constantly enter, seemingly clothed in the friends, get in there, feel the friend. I'm sure that if we do it in a way that's serious enough, there is an objection, a resistance, and there's you need to work on top of it to do it. And here the process is clear. What are the two forces? Where is the good? Where is the bad? Where do we need to put in the effort? And with respect to the question about the difference is that this is a good goal, and that's
number 8. From Rabash, what is the foundation which Kedusha is built on? It is written, I awaken the dawn. Will mean, whenever I want, I awaken the dawn. In other words, I myself awaken the darkness and the blackness within me, that I am still immersed in self-love, and I still do not have love for the Creator. I am still without the glory of the Torah, and I still do not have the importance of the Torah to know that it is worthwhile to do everything to obtain the light of the Torah, as well as how to appreciate the importance of observing the mitzvot that the Creator commanded for us. When I need to perform such mitzvah and intend that it will be in order to bestow, the resistance in the body promptly awakens in full force, and he has a great struggle to do anything, and he sees the ascents and descents each time, and then he has room for prayer. This is so because a person awakens himself at the right time, meaning when he feels that he will be able to pray instantaneously, and not that the black will bring him sadness and depression, that he will not have the ability to pray for the blackness. One can see for himself whether it comes to him from the side of the klipa or not. The sign for this is that something that comes from Kedusha is always in the form of increasing in holiness and not decreasing. In other words, one always asks the Creator to elevate him to a higher degree than one he is on. But when the blackness comes from the side of the klipa, a person cannot ask the Creator to raise him above his state. Rather, they bring down, meaning bring him down to the netherworld, and he loses the small portion of faith that he had, and he remains seemingly dead without the spirit of life. Again, it is written, I awaken the dawn, will mean whenever I want, I awaken the dawn. In other words, I myself awaken the darkness and the blackness within me, that I am still immersed in self-love, and I still do not have love for the Creator. I am still without the glory of the Torah, and still do not have the importance of the Torah, to know that it is worthwhile to do everything to obtain the light of the Torah, as well as how to appreciate the importance of observing the mitzvah that the Creator commanded for us. When I need to perform some mitzvah and intend that it will be in order to bestow, the resistance in the body promptly awakens in full force, and he has great struggle to do anything, and he sees the ascents and descents each time, and then he has room for prayer. This is so because a person awakens himself at the right time, meaning when he feels that he will be able to pray instantaneously, and not that the black will bring him sadness and depression, that he will not have the ability to pray for the blackness. One can see for himself whether it comes to him from the side of the klipa or not. The sign for this is that something that comes from Kedusha is always in the form of increasing in holiness and not decreasing. In other words, one always asks the Creator to elevate him to a higher degree than one he is on. But when the blackness comes from the side of the klipa, a person cannot ask the Creator to raise him above his state. Rather, they bring him down, meaning bring him down to the netherworld. And he loses the small portion of faith that he had, and he remains seemingly dead without the spirit of life.
For example, how do I prepare myself starting in the evening so that I would wake up the next morning dead, tired, without the spirit of life, without any desire, heaviness, all my bones are... It's all, you know, everything feels, I feel weak in my body. I'm dizzy. The head is full of kind of fog. I can't concentrate on anything. But now I prepare myself for that state to be a state of joy for me. A new beginning. So that a kind of state that I actually expected, anticipated, and this is the correct way to start my day. How... How can I be already in preparation, in anticipation, like to a good and pleasant thing, starting from the evening, so that I would wake up in such a feeling of helplessness and weakness, and from this I will start my day. And really, I will feel in this preparation love from the Creator. And I want nothing more. On the contrary, let there be such a start that this is my starting point. Please. Talk about this feeling that you have in the evening when I go to bed. How do I depict for myself the state in which I would wake up and... Later, how I wake up, I recuperate, I come to the lesson, then throughout the day, and all those things, until the evening hours, and I go to bed, and again, I enter a new day, and it was evening, and it was morning, one day. It starts from night, from darkness. Talk together. How I enjoy from the prospect of waking up in darkness.
We always have to try to raise the greatness of the Creator, to have such spirits between us in the evening, in the morning, before the lesson. That should always be the tendency. But the result is, let's say we succeed, so we wake up without any memory of it, without anything, so we give gratitude for it because it gives us more state for renewing a deficiency. That from this zero, we can start through the friends to search for the greatness of the Creator.
It's easy to connect with this sensation of waking up with this heavy cloud over your head and the body is all broken down. You have to tear yourself from the bed. But if we remember that it's really all the Creator aiming us and bringing us every sensation, every thought, and giving us an opportunity specifically from this deficiency to yearn to get up, really. From this deficiency, it can help us.
My biggest nightmare is to always wake up. It's better to not sleep in order to not wake up. After many years I study here, it didn't change. But we're organizing systems that help us wake up, at least physically. There's a habit for years to go to sleep with some passage, some excerpt. Either I read something with my son, Psalms, or something they send us before we sleep. And it's a process of waking up, the whole process coming from home, coming here. I remember that once I put on the mirror at home, the I-height passage to awaken me. And a few days afterwards, you don't even see it. Even though it's in front of your eyes, it's as if it doesn't exist. And it just proves that these whole year, all these years, that it wasn't, it's not all pink, but there's a demand from the Creator to work above it.
The picture that Rav gave is very precise with respect to the state in which I got up this morning, I think every one of us. But really, unless Danny insisted, I would be later, I don't know what. But that's how it's going to be throughout all the days, because the week is very busy, and tomorrow I finish late with the students in the campus. But it's not actually a good example, because I come very much charged after teaching at night. I'm exploding with deficiencies and gratitude from meeting the students. I think together we should do something together, a summary, at least to enter that state and depict to ourselves what Rav just said to us. It's a very special work to understand that at night it's like, you know, driving Formula One. You know, you run all day and then you stop for a minute and you make a pit stop and you change wheels and gas. It's critical rest. It's good to renew the deficiency.
First of all, I have great gratitude. I even woke up. Even just waking up isn't, you can't take that for granted. And then you come here and you try on the way. Sometimes you get the thoughts for what am I doing? And then you come here and you meet the friends, and every time you meet them you get a boost of greatness. Sometimes it comes good, sometimes it's with a great rejection, but it takes you out of the state you were to a different place. Then the lesson ends and the true struggle starts of the whole day. My days are such that there is no contact, not much. Sometimes days go by and it's 7, 8 p.m. and you discover the day's been just gone and you didn't do anything. And there's no day that I go to sleep before 11. 11 is a good state. Before I go to sleep, there's always this prayer that I'll wake up. So that's also good, that deficiency. I don't know.
קטע מספר 9 מתוך רבש בית.
Excerpt number 9 from Rabash. What does the king stands on his field when the crop is ripe mean in the work? The correction of a person walking on the left line is because he does not wait to get a decline and fall, and then he will wait until an awakening from above comes to him. Instead, he draws upon him the left, and then he sees that he is in a state of descent, meaning that he does not have a single spark of desire to work in order to bestow, and not for his own benefit. And then he can pray. It is as Bala Sulam said about what our sages said of David, who said, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. That is, King David did not wait for the dawn, which is called black, which is darkness, meaning that the darkness awakens him. Instead, he awakens the darkness. He prays to the Creator to illuminate his face for him, and thus he gains time from having the preparation for the darkness, and then it is easier to correct it. And the two above-mentioned lines, right and left, beget a third line, the middle line. It is as our sages said, and the Creator places the spirit and soul within him. Thus, after a person has completed the work in two lines, all the evil is revealed to him. This came to him because those two lines are as two verses that refute one another. And one sees that there is no end to the ups and the downs, and then he makes an honest prayer for the Creator to help him receive the desire to bestow. Again, the correction of a person walking on the left line is because he does not wait to get a decline and fall, and then he will wait until an awakening from above comes to him. Instead, he draws upon him the left, and then he sees that he is in a state of descent, meaning that he does not have a single spark of desire to work in order to bestow, and not for his own benefit. And then he can pray. It is as Baal Sulam said about what our sages said of David, who said, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. That is, King David did not wait for the dawn, which is called black, which is darkness, meaning that the darkness awakens him. Instead, he awakens the darkness. And he prays to the Creator to illuminate his face for him, and thus he gains time from having the preparation for the darkness. And then it is easier to correct it. And the two above-mentioned lines, right and left, beget a third line, the middle line. It is as our sages said, and the Creator places the spirit and soul within him. Thus, after a person has completed the work in two lines, all the evil is revealed in him. And this came to him because those two lines are as two verses that refute one another. And one sees that there is no end to the ups and downs, and then he makes an honest prayer for the Creator to help him receive the desire to bestow.
In our world, what awakens us is the daylight. And in spirituality, what awakens us is the darkness. Be evening and morning one day. Why? Why in spirituality do we wake up from the darkness and not from the day, as in corporeality? בבקשה. Come on.
אור היום שמגיע אל האדם
מבחוץ. The light of day that comes to a person from outside of him is certainly that concealment from the Creator that conceals the Creator, the host, and fills him with light without making any action from himself. The corporeal aspect is, yes, to use everything is given to feel better, but the spiritual aspect is to begin by himself to conceal the feeling he got from the Creator and begin to develop a yearning for the Creator himself and not what he gives him for free, for starters.
Because we are in the darkness, we have a deficiency to bestow that we can't bestow, we can't do it for ourselves, it becomes a kli to fill. So we're happy that we reached a state where the kli can be formulated.
We have to acquire a vessel that's opposite who we are. That's a quality of love, of bestowal. Now, to reach it, we need to be included of two opposites, a gap between two opposites, which is truly what builds in us the vessel.
Every new degree, we work on new desires that we didn't correct yet and we didn't organize towards the Creator. And it's expressed as darkness because I have a desire that isn't aimed towards the Creator.
Because spirituality is opposite corporeality. It's a work with a deficiency, on the deficiency for it, not for the fulfillment. In corporeality, you're lying on your back and you drink a cocktail and you're getting a suntan. And here, you need to develop these deficiencies. I think it's pretty clear.
The law of equivalence of form is the law that works in reality. The form meaning qualities, because the will to receive is opposite in the qualities of the intention to bestow. If we try to go in that direction to work in spirituality, so that gap is felt as darkness. That's why it's a sign for awakening, it's a sign for work. It is the deficiencies that we can start accumulating, and not the fulfillment that will always be egoistic.
So between us, we're looking for it to shine to us from afar. So this deficiency for spirituality, which is felt as
מה שהאגו בדיוק זונה להיות לשים את החברים כיותר גדולים לשים את הדבר הזה שנקרא בורא
to see the friends is greater, this thing called the Creator is something I want to be like him, like the others, and for me nothing. And specifically the state of darkness, the corporeal kind, is supposedly convenient, but we have to come back to this awareness, work on my annulment, and prefer the friend's deficiencies. It will already build it. Recognition of evil is you see the darkness comes, and then a person can pray. Rav. Peter, the group of Peter, please.
Hi Rav, we have a question and an announcement. So following the efforts, the prayer of the friends throughout the day, there was some change, positive hope appeared, a chance and a request from everyone not to let go. There's an opportunity and an improvement, and thank you to everyone about the connection, the prayer, the action of the great friends that both are helping both physically and also in thoughts to our doctors. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, and with God's help, let's hope we will all be together with Timo in the Congress coming up, and that it'll all work out. Just keep praying for him, that the fact that the Creator is organizing this to connect between us and not to lose our friend. Great. More questions?
Yeah, I also want to say that, in truth, it was a rare change where, despite all the difficulties in his heart, his difficult state, specifically the way in which everyone was included in that prayer, I was on duty and I could feel how everything, all of this was happening, how everything was changing. And when everything was closed before us, they wouldn't let us in. There was no the right equipment. Then they brought the right equipment. Then the head of the department chief accompanied Timur through all the procedures. She never moved from him. What she said is, everything can change. Nothing can be so bad that cannot be cannot return to its previously good state. So we don't know when the state of Timur is our connection between us. We have to connect the way we never connected before. Not just for him to get better, but for us to turn to this powerful force for all of humanity. We can do it, and we shall do it, and Timur's health, everything can change in such a way that tomorrow he's going to get up on his back on his feet and come out of the hospital, and everything will be fine. So we hope for the best outcome of this situation.
We have to trust the Creator to give whole health. Good. So, let's keep doing it today in the connection between us and in our mutual concern even more than yesterday, more and more. Don't let go. It's given to us to strengthen ourselves and the connection. Now, we are going to the next lesson.
And we go to the